Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a Raga vocal layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes, and we're doing it the proper way, by resampling, chopping, and shaping it until it feels like part of the record, not something pasted on top. The key idea here is simple. A Raga vocal in D&B is not really a lead vocal in the usual sense. It behaves more like a rhythmic instrument with attitude. It adds personality, pressure, and movement in the mid-range, while the kick, sub, and snare stay in charge. If you get that balance right, the track suddenly feels like a pressed jungle record instead of a loop with a sample dropped over it. That's the whole mission. So start with a short vocal phrase. You want something with strong consonants, short syllables, and a clear attitude. Shouts, warnings, chants, one-liners, that kind of thing. Don't go for a long-sung phrase unless it really has the right bounce. In D&B, the vocal needs to read almost like percussion. The consonants help reinforce the break, and the vowel tail gives you character and movement. Once you've got the phrase, drag it into Ableton and trim it down. Half a bar to 2 bars is usually a good starting point. Then warp it to the project tempo so it locks in. The important part here is not to make it robotic. Tighten the main phrase start. Sure. Get the most important word landing on a strong bar position, but then let some of the phrasing breathe. A Raga vocal often sounds better when it has a little push and pull against the drums. What to listen for here is whether the phrase actually works with the groove. Does it land with the snare, or does it feel like it's floating awkwardly behind the beat? Does the consonant still cut through once the drums are loud? If it feels stiff, don't over-quantize it. A little human movement is part of the style. Now we're going to turn that vocal into something you can really use by resampling it through an effects chain. This is where the sound becomes native to the track. A strong stock device chain in Ableton might be EQ8 first, with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clean out low clutter. Then saturator with a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip on if it helps. After that, auto filter for some movement, and a very subtle echo or delay if you want short repeats. Finish with utility to keep the body centered and under control. If you want a harsher result, you can swap an overdrive or pedal, maybe a touch of redux, and keep the compression gentle. The point is not to destroy the vocal completely. The point is to commit a character. Why this works in D&B is because resampling lets you print the exact vibe you want, then treat it like audio. In jungle and old school D&B especially, vocals often become sample instruments. You're not trying to preserve a perfect vocal performance. You're building a part that behaves musically inside the break. So record a pass. Then print at least 2 versions. One can be cleaner and more readable, with lighter saturation and less delay. The other can be darker, more grimy, and more atmospheric. I always recommend doing both, because the right version depends on the role. If the vocal is acting like a hook, clarity matters. If it's a texture or a transition element, grit can be better. What to listen for is whether one version feels more like a record and less like a sample pack. Also ask yourself if the vocal still cuts when the drum break and bass line are playing together. Solo can lie to you. A vocal that sounds amazing by itself can be the wrong flavor for the actual drop. Once you've got the printed audio, slice it into a few intentional pieces. Don't just leave it as one long clip. Pull out 3 to 6 useful moments. One strong opening hit, one mid-phrase, one tail, maybe 1 or 2 short accents. Then arrange them like a drum layer. Put one stab on the snare, one reply on an offbeat, maybe a tail leading into the next bar. This is where the Raga vocal starts acting like part of the groove. Think call and response. Think question and answer. Think voice answering the break instead of fighting it. A good Raga chop often dances around the snare rather than sitting on top of every hit. That's the sweet spot. Then shape the layer so it belongs in the mix. Use EQ again if needed. High pass it properly. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, soften the upper mids a bit. If you need more presence, a modest lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help. Keep the core pretty narrow and stereo. Let the width live in the delays or a separate texture layer, not in the main body of the vocal. Check mono too. This is a big one. If the vocal collapses completely in mono, it's probably too dependent on width effects. In D&B, the center matters. The snare, the sub, and your main vocal presence all need to survive club playback. So keep the essential part solid and centered. What to listen for now is whether the snare still feels like the boss. The vocal should answer the groove, not smother it. If it masks the drum transients, lower the level first. If that doesn't solve it, narrow the stereo field or trim a little more of the aggressive upper mids. Small moves matter here. For movement, choose one main modulation lane. Just one. Don't pile on five different effects because the drums already provide plenty of motion. Auto filter is great for dark to open sweeps. Frequency shifter can add a weird unstable edge if used lightly. Echo can create tension if the feedback stays under control. A good move is to keep the vocal darker in the intro, open it slightly into the drop, then darken it again later for contrast. That gives the section some logic without cluttering the mix. A really useful tip here is to think in 8-bar phrases. In the intro, keep the vocal filtered and distant. In the first drop, make it more readable and percussive. In the mid-drop, maybe add one extra echo or repeat for surprise. Then in the second drop, make it slightly nastier or more chopped. That kind of evolution makes the track feel finished. Now listen to the full track with drums and bass, not the vocal alone, the whole thing. What you're checking for is whether the vocal lifts the track without shrinking the break. If the break suddenly feels smaller, the vocal is too loud, too wide, or too wordy. If the sub loses focus, you've left too much low mid in the vocal. If the snare stops snapping, you've got too much density in the same area. Pull back and simplify. In this style, less can hit harder. Once it's working, commit it to audio and arrange it like a real part of the track. That might mean a filtered tease in the intro, a fuller version in the first drop, a stripped back breakdown moment, and then a more aggressive or chopped variation in the second drop. That contrast is important. The second drop should feel like an evolution, not just a copy. A really effective trick is to create a dirty shadow layer only if you need it. Maybe a lightly distorted duplicate, maybe a narrow mono center layer with a wider echo return behind it. Keep the main vocal readable and let the grime live around it. That way the part stays strong in the mix and still has atmosphere. And here's the bigger coaching point. Stop tweaking once the vocal has a job. If it already gives the track attitude, helps the phrasing, and survives with the drums and bass, you're done. A lot of intermediate producers keep polishing until the grime disappears. But in jungle and old school DNB, a little roughness is often exactly the point. So to recap, start with a short raga phrase that has strong attitude. Warp it, but keep some human push and pull. Resample it through a simple Ableton chain so the character gets printed. Make two versions, one cleaner and one dirtier. Chop the printed audio into rhythmic hits. Keep the core centered, carve out the low end, and check it in mono. Then arrange it so the vocal evolves across the track instead of repeating itself forever. If it feels like the vocal is driving the record without covering the record, you've nailed it. Now take the exercise. One vocal source only, one clean print, one dirty print, and at least three chops. Build an 8-bar or 16-bar arrangement, get it working over a break and bassline, and make sure it still sounds right when everything plays together. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and make it feel like jungle. Go make it happen.